My name is Louise, and I was living in Dublin. Well, as you know, Ireland was a neutral country. So one night, I was about 10 years old, I remember my father rushing into our bedroom, "Quick, get your clothes on, quickly." And there was a lot of noise around. I thought it was so exciting. And my brother, who was, I think, 7 at the time, knew all about bombs and all that. He said, "There's a bomb coming," and we heard this whistle and this huge explosion, completely out of the blue, you know. I remember my father struggling to get out, putting on his overcoat, no dressing gowns in those days, just an overcoat over his pajamas. And we all went out in the street and everybody was out there. And this bomb had blown up a whole street about a mile from where we lived. One bomb, the whole street, where quite a lot of people were killed. We didn't know that at the time, didn't know till the next day. And of course they said it was the RAF, because you know the relations between Ireland and England weren't good. Mm-hmm. And they said it was the RAF did that. And it wasn't until my father told us off, but a week later they had an apology from the German government, and it was a German who accidentally dropped a bomb, thinking it was Belfast, because you know it's just down on the coast. Just dropped the bomb there. But that was, I mean, I thought it was very exciting till I found out of all the people that died. Mm-hmm. But the noise of one bomb, mm-hmm. one plane, you know, to wipe out a whole street.
It's frightening.
Yeah, very frightening. And of course they couldn't, but I remember my father saying, "But we're not at war. We're not at war. We shouldn't go away."
Well, Northern Ireland,
oh, Northern Ireland, yes. So, yeah. They got it. Oh, yeah, of course they did.